Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew. Just three wide bay doctors are available to examine sexual assault victims after being trained to use the state government's new rape kits. Our reporter, Dan McCray, explains the kits are vital for collecting forensic evidence after a sexual assault.
Since they were introduced in September last year, the new and improved kits have been used 534 times statewide. That's more than two per day. An average of 9 doctors and 12 nurses per hospital and health service have received the training, though the rollout has been varied, with some regions having as few as one trained doctor.
A boatie has spent nearly 10 hours waiting to be rescued as helicopters and boats struggled to save him off the coast of Gari. A man in his 40s made a distress call at around 9 p.m. last night after suffering a prolonged medical emergency. But bad weather meant emergency services could not save him until around 6 this morning. Paramedics on board a water police boat brought the man back to shore, where he is now in a stable condition at the Hervey Bay Hospital. The number of visitors to the Kalula Recreation Area could soon be capped after a sustainability report found action is needed to protect the popular site. A sustainable study found vehicle passes increased by 29% between the 2016 and 2017 and 2020 and 2021 financial years. In their response to the document, the state government says it is currently considering options to maintain sustainable visitor numbers. And Wide Bay firefighters say they have seen an increase in the number of false alarms in households that have installed new photoelectric smoke alarms. The Maryborough Fire Station says the newly introduced interconnected alarms that will be in all households by 2027 are sensitive to bugs, steam, or even dust.